Maria Carmen was born in Madrid, Spain, on March the 14th, 1930, the second of five children. Now, she came from a very religious family who had a strong devotion to the Blessed Virgin. Even Maria's mother herself had consecrated Maria to Our Lady of Mount Carmel when she was a month old in the womb. Now, she became seriously ill immediately after her birth, and because of this, she had to be baptized right away. It is also extraordinary that due to total unexpected circumstances, she received the sacrament of confirmation on April the 16th, 1932, when she was just only 2 years of age. Now, Maria Carmen later received Holy Communion 4 years later on the Feast of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, a special devotion of her father. She enjoyed praying rosaries with her family, as well as litanies and attending Mass. From a young age, she made sacrifices like St. Therese of the Child Jesus. Now, besides being close to our Lord, Maria was dedicated to the poor and had a sense of modesty. At only 5 years of age, when a poor person would come to her door, she would give them the little money she had. She would also tell them to wait for her mother, so that she could give them something too. At the same age, she was invited to a birthday party. Her mother dressed in a nicely ironed sleeveless dress and told her not to crease it, but upon leaving the house, she had put a jacket over it. When asked by her mother why she was wearing the jacket, she explained that she would not attend the party wearing the dress without the jacket because of modesty. Now, the Spanish Civil War was just at its beginning and would come to an end right before World War II. Her father was arrested by communist militiamen and was killed soon after his arrest. During his arrest, he told the mother, "Our children are too young. They don't understand. Tell them later that their father gave up his life for God and for Spain, so that our children may be raised in a Catholic Spain where the crucifix reigns over in schools." After the death of her husband, Miss Gonzalez Valerio realizes that her family was in danger for being Catholic, and so she sent her children to live with their aunt while she took refuge in the Belgian embassy. One day, they learned that the children are to be sent to Russia, like so many others, to be raised in Marxism. The ambassador then accepts to take them at the embassy, despite the lack of space, on February 11, 1937. Now, Maria learned how the sufferings of one person could be of available use in the conversion of a soul. This is where she decided to offer herself to God. Not long after her offering, on April 6, 1939, the agony of Maria Carmen began. She is confined to a bed and is later diagnosed with scarlet fever. But this is where she offers up the sufferings of her illness for the conversion of the man that killed her father, especially for Manuel Azaña, the president of the Republic, who personified the religious persecution of which the assassins of her father were the instruments. And how amazing is this? After her death, Manuel Azaña converted to Catholicism on his deathbed in 1940. Now, Maria Carmen had foretold many times that she would die on July the 16th, the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, her patron saint. But when she learned that her aunt Sophia would get married on that day, she announced that she would die the next day. And this is exactly what had happened. On the 17th, around 1 p.m, she starts to pray and hear angels singing. She tells her doctor, "I die as a martyr. Please, don't let me go now. Don't you see that the Blessed Virgin has come with the angels to get me?" She died on July the 17th, 1939, at the age of 9. And her last words were, "Jesus, Mary, Joseph, may I breathe forth my soul to you. Venerable Maria Carmen, pray for us."